All right, let's put a check mark next to it because we know that it's safe to fly.
A half dozen or so middle school girls with clipboards in hand inspect every aspect of the plane on the tarmac of the Pearl Harbor Aviation Museum on Ford Island.
What aviators do before they get in the air, they go thoroughly over an airplane and they're learning what they need to do.
Shauna Tonkin is the education director at the Aviation Museum. She's been running a week-long summer flight school for girls since 2012.
I wanted girls to have an opportunity to experience aviation and other STEM activities in a very safe environment. Sometimes in middle school, boys can be rambunctious and exuberant, and even though girls are very capable, they sometimes take a back seat.
Not these girls.
Iconic.
That's 11-year-old Journey Lynn Palacio. Her mom, Commander Jeannie Blackenship, is a career pilot with the U.S. Navy.
Okay, I came through many, many years ago, and we didn't have quite the support that I'm seeing for young ladies today. I think it's fantastic.
She says Journey Lynn can't stop talking about flight school.
I'm like, learn something and come teach your mama when you get home. And she's been doing it, and I love it.
Hawaii pilot Annie Damko heads the local chapter of Women in Aviation International and is a fan of the summer flight school.
If you can't see it, you can't believe it. And that is the point of getting them so young, is that, you know, they probably go through an airport and they really don't see a lot of women represented.
The Federal Aviation Administration says a little more than 4% of the airline pilots in the U.S. are women. Damko says there is so much untapped potential among females, and Hawaii is in dire need of pilots.
Industry-wide, it isn't pilot shortage. They cannot fill the amount of spots at the rate at which people are being reaching that mandatory retirement age.
And she says here in Hawaii, if we don't do anything, it could be bad for business, meaning fewer flights and higher airfare. Back at the flight school, 24 young girls complete their training and receive their symbolic plastic wings from Wahine aviators like Damko. Tonkin says this may not immediately relieve the shortage, but it is a start. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.